I want to thank once again our good friend Josh Weinberg for sponsoring today's shiur. Shilal Simcha Baruch Benachas, your entire mishpacha. Yesterday we started speaking about this concept called Lasos Shabbos. The concept of Lasos Shabbos taught us that Be'etzim Shabbos itself is a day to less than Miga Miklo, which has nothing of its own. So rather than to see the 6 days of the week as Hachanas for Shabbos, as we may perceive it to be that way due to how we approach other mitzvahs and hachanas for them, Shabbos is unique in that Shabbos is really doesn't exist. And it's the 6 days of the Chol which create Shabbos. We explain there's the Zachar and there's the Shamar. And together, this aspect of Zachar and Shamar, as the Pasuk says, V'shamar v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos, that by having that Shamar, that Tzipisa, that looking forward to that Me'in Olam Haba of Shabbos, Lasos is a Shabbos. That actually creates Shabbos Kodesh. As we find in Vayichulu, Vayichulu concludes, Asher bara elekim la'asos. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's resting was a la'asos type of a resting. It was a resting which creates Shabbos Kodesh. So there's this inyan of Shabbos, which is nogea to la'asos. We need to create Shabbos with what we do during the Sheish Yetzim Yachol. We're going to focus on today, B'siyata D'Shemaya, is how it is, and from what especially do we create, do we make this last place of Shabbos. So here we have a piece from the Sanam of the Sabbath Kedisha in Torah Shabbos, where he writes in Pasuk, Sheish Yisyamim Ta'avoid Vasisa Kamalachtecha. So he says a Chiddush. Sheish Yisyamim Ta'avoid means Vavoidas Hashem. Right? It's a Chiddush, because whenever we read that Pasuk, we're like, oh, you work 6 days of the week and you rest on Shabbos. No. 6 days of the week you work and you toil in your Avoidas Hashem. When a Jew works and he toils in his avodas Hashem during the days of the week, then it's miskayim v'yom hashvi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. Then he's going to have a lichtig kedusha tainu dika Shabbos Kodesh. So with that notion that there's an idea of sheishes yamim tavoid v'yom hashvi Shabbos Hashem Elokecha, that by toiling, and that we have a new understanding of what this means, that by toiling and working, the Pasuk is telling us now, Sheishes Yamim Tavoid. We're going to work on our Avodas Hashem for 6 days, and that's going to create a Lichtige Shabbos L'Hashem Alekecha. I thought to bring in here a Maimer from the Imam Pinchas, from Pinchas Karzer, that it says here that once the Rebbe of Tzvi Hirsch, and who was the son of the Baal Shem, and of Pinchas Karzer, they were once sitting together, and they're having a Machlekes. So what's real Machlekes Tzadikim? This is Gevaldik. What's the Iker Hachana for Shabbos? So this is Machlekes. Reb Hirsch tainud that the Iker Hachana for Shabbos is Ba'asei Toiv. Because the Pasuk says, Ve'heichinu es Hasheyaviyu. It's mashmah that there has to be something which we do become Ba'asei. And Reb Pinchas Karzer said, no. The Iker Hachana for Shabbos is not in what you do. Ki HaShabbos hu hadover hanitan milamala. It's not that you create the Shabbos. Shabbos is given to you. You don't know what they're going to give you. So rather, the Iker Hachana is Lishmar Asma Mikol Davara. That's the Iker Hachana. That's going to be important later on. We're going to be speaking about, and we already began speaking about, the difference between Zachar and Shamar. Zachar means to actively be creating for Shabbos, whereas Shamar is not what you actively create. It's the Tzipia. It's the looking forward to of Shabbos, which creates Shabbos. These two Nekudas are going to come up in the future Shomer Met Hashem, this aspect of the feminine, the masculine union of Hachanas for Shabbos. What we see here from Lisa Dikim is that there's different ways of perceiving the Shabbos. There's the Aseh Tov, from which you create Shabbos, and there's an aspect of Shabbos where you don't actually create it, it's given to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Matana Tov of Shabbos. Just thought to bring that down, because we're going to be speaking in Mitzvah Shem about, as we are now, creating Shabbos Kodesh. This is something which is going to serve us well in the future Mitzvah Shem as well. So says the Marei Nechachamim, the Ashtavah, he says the following thing. Kedushas Shabbos Einu Mishal Atzma, like we've already been discussing. Shabbos, the Kedusha of it, doesn't come from itself. Rather, it's from the days before. The Ha'isa Bazar Kaddish, that the Chelik Shvi of every Dover is always Kodesh. So therefore, that's why Shabbos, which is a Shvi, is Kadosh. So he explains, meaning to say, Rabbi, say what? That's because Shabbos is built from 6 days before, that Shabbos is the Shvi, that's why it has a Kedusha. The Hainu, that the Kedusha Shabbos is not because of anything but Tov itself. It's because there's 6 days before. That's what we've been speaking about. Nin to the BMS, he says, Kol Hayamim of Chol, which are making to Shabbos, Mizeh Yedah Ha'adam. Right? You can know from your 6 days of the week how your Shabbos is going to be. De'ikar ha-Shabbos eino me'atzmo. Because Shabbos has nothing. Rak mima she'adam kovelo. Itim la'tayra u'lesfila b'chol yomai sachol. That which a Jew is koveya itim for Torah and tefillah. Mizenasalo l'fiya v'idasa kedushas Shabbos, which is the neshama yaseir. So we're already getting somewhere, Rabbi say. Look, we saw from the slah number before, sheish yisamim tavoid, then yom ha'shvi'i Shabbos Hashem alakecha, that there's something about the toiling in Torah and tefillah during the week, which is going to be special to the creation of this Shabbos. Now take a look at the Torah Shmuel, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, where he writes, Shat tefillah d'chol hu achana l'Shabbos, u'me'ein ha'aris ha'Shabbos, that the tefillahs of during the chol are hachanas for Shabbos, and they have a ha'ara of Shabbos, he says on them, which is, by the way, true not for now, that al pikavol we're machaven in each and every oilam, kel adnos, kel havaya, kel shakai, these are all shaykh to do, with those who know a little bit, with Shabbos and the Ha'ar of Shabbos during the Tula. The Arizal says in Shara Kavanas. So he writes, Shabbos is the osios toshev, which is being male adava to its shayrish and to be davik there. Kenny explains, because the tefillahs of Chol, that's the time of the week that there's a Ha'ara from Shabbos Kodesh, to be male all the maisim toivim, through the tefillah, which is Rav Sadaliba. And he explains, Misha Tarach Be'er Shabbos, Chazal say Yoichel B'Shabbos. What's the Iker Tircha during the week that a person is Yoichel B'Shabbos from? He says that's the Tfilos of Chol, because there may ain't Shabbos Kodesh, and he calls it a Sula Mutzav Arsha V'Roishem Agiyah Shemaima. So we're zeroing in, Rabbi Yisai, on what is this Sheish Yisamim Tavoid, which is Lasas as a Shabbos. And the Noam Elimelech, he can't say anything about this without the Noam Elimelech. The Noam Elimelech writes, Kifi Hanhagaso Shel Adam Kol Yimei HaShavuya MeHachol. How a Jew acts during the week. B'machshavas taharais b'tfilah. And again, this is amazing. The Melech says, what are our machshavas tovos during tfilah? Are they clean? Are they tfilas dikash t'machshavas? As a b'shabbos kodesh nitoisfu boy kedusha yaseir yosef yosef. You're creating your Shabbos out of the machshavas of Torah and tfilah, especially tfilah during the week. And he says, if they're mevulvel chas v'shalom, then it's going to be mevulvel dikash Shabbos. Now this boils down to this following Maor Makom, which is mamash astonishing. If you take a look at this next Maor Makom, he writes here, and this is the Sefer Gvul Binyamin. I don't know who the Gvul Binyamin is, but again, as always, he's much greater than me. He quotes here from an Adam Gadol, Rabbi Yehuda Cohen, the son of the Shire Fry, that he quoted in the name of a Makubal, Rabbi Yehuda Chavila, who was the head of the Chevron Yeshiva, that he said in the name of the Ramak, okay, so there's a lot of Mishames, all the way back to the Ramak, who writes that B'tchilas B'yasa Shal Olam, Ha'yiru'uyim Hayamim Li'yos Kuf Ches Shalos Tekol Echad. If we had this previous Shabbos Chavur just for this Maor Makom, it was Mamash Kedai. Just for this Maor Makom. Really, every single day of Sheishas Yom of Maisa B'rishas should have had 28 hours. Okay? Li'yos Shehayu Sheishas Yomim Shavim. By the way, Rabbi Yisrael, of course, that explains to you why there are 28 words in Pasuk Bereishis, yeah? Letters in Pasuk Bereishis. There should have been 28 hours for each day. But since there were 6 days equal, they were equal, there was nobody on top of anybody. They wanted a melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, you want to have a king that should rule over you, one day to rule over you? You have to give. I have to make that. I only made 6 days of creation, didn't make 7 days of creation. Each one of the 6 days of my separation gave over 4 hours, right? Gave over 4 hours. And that will be Shalat over you. And that's how Shabbos was made. Shabbos was made out of each of the 6 days giving 4 hours. And that made Shabbos Kodesh. And those are the 24 hours of Shabbos. Okay? Isn't that amazing? Now take a look at the Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach writes, and by the way, just this Mosek, it's important to note, the Torah tells us about the Kohen Gadol, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav. Right? Today's Rashi's Yortzei. Why does Rashi say Kohen Chazal? What does it mean, Me'echav from his brothers? Gadlehu Me'echav. You have to make him great from his brothers. I mean, everybody has to give the Kohen Gadol from their Ashiris, from the Matanas. They have to make him great. He's somebody who's from the Kohanim, but the Kohanim make the Kohen Gadol great. right? Shem Tzasa Mechavirecha, right? It's the same thing about Rashbi, was also Mechavirecha, was also the Kohen Gadol, right? Or in Betumim. So that's the same meaning here. Shabbos is called HaKohen HaGadol Me'achav, that he is made great from the other days. It has to be with the acceptance of Klai, so otherwise you're not a Melech, you're a Moshe. But Shabbos is called the secret of Malchus. And Malchus means that Shabbos in Melech B'lei Am. Who's the Am of Shabbos? The 6 days of the week are the Am of Shabbos. So how did he become Melech? Because they made him Melech. But he's Melech from 4 hours of each and every day. So Shabbos is therefore, he's comprised Shabbos Kodesh of the 6 days of the week. So Rabbi said, what is this telling us? Something amazing. When we speak about that we have to make Shabbos, it's not just that we make Shabbos with our tefillos during the Maisachol. Shabbos itself was made for the Maisachol. So of course it's going to be that that's going to repeat itself every single week, that what we do during the Maisachol is going to create Shabbos. But we have to take that one step further. Take a look at the Shla here. The Shla writes, and he doesn't even quote this Ma'ar Mako. Isn't this amazing? He writes, Yiskadish Adam b'chol yoyim ar b'sha'os bidveikus eleki miktushas Shabbos. Right? You have to make 4 hours out of your day. 4 hours of your day have to be Heilige hours. So he says, Ki lefi ha-cheshbon yihye mi'urav b'chol yoyim ar b'sha'os Shabbos. Right? Not that he's saying that this actually happened, but he says what it comes out is that 4 hours of each of the 6 days will make 24 hours, which is Shabbos. Which comes from the Arizal, okay? Hashabbos yoytze min hashvi shel sheshes yemei ha'maisa. Ki hashvi, because the seventh of those 6 days is going to make Shabbos. Ki hashvi shel sheshes yomim im toisefes kedushas Shabbos b'chisos v'chisos, which is what we add, because we also have to be participate. Anybody who says vayichul on Friday night, he's shut up in my separations. He's creating Shabbos too. Also, there's 24 hours, which is 4 hours b'chol yoyim. So another makor for this inyan. But says the Shlo, what we see from here, and that's going back on the previous Rav Makom, if it took 4 hours of the Sheish Yisemi HaMaisa to create Shabbos, we also need to dedicate 4 hours during the week, of each day of the week, to create Shabbos for this Shabbos. Now take a look at Sheiris Yisrael, that he writes here, that I found B'Sefer Kadmon Echad, which is going back to our Sefer, which you quoted before, although he doesn't quote it, that the Sheish Yisemi HaMaisa, which are the 4 hours B'chol Yom, make the 24 hours of Shabbos. And he says, I heard from my Rebbe, right, which is a Chernobyl Ramagid. He said a parish on this, that the Dalit Shavuos, which we make Shabbos out of, Rabbi said, this is blow your mind away, are the three tefillahs which we daven every single day. Because each tefillah, the Gemara says, is called Sha'achas. Right? The Mishnah says, Sha'achas before davening, Sha'achas at davening, and then Sha'achas after davening. That means each tefillah is a Sha'achas. And he says, how many tefillahs do we have each and every day? We have Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Kriyash Malamita. Isn't that amazing? So when a person is Mimur the Chushmina, see each one of his tefillahs, including Kriyash Malamita, that makes your Shabbos, says the Chernobyl Magid. Now in the Imre Noyam, we have to speak a little bit about Jukov here. He writes, V'yadua asher nechsha v'svarim, the Svarim tell us, and he's quoting Svarim, now we know what those Svarim are, that the Gimel tefillahs which we daven every day, which are behemshech about 4.5 hours, are magia, so he's cheshbon in 27 hours of Shabbos, that will come to the 4.5 hours of davening every day, will account for the 27 hours of Shabbos that you don't do malacha. And ayideze yerzechen kedushas Shabbos, which is the 26 hours, and this is how he teaches the pasuk. Sheishas yamim tasa malacha. What malacha are you doing for 6 days? What are you doing already? Right? Haina, that you're mafish yourself from sheishas yamim to be oisik and torrent tefillah, but yom hashvi'i yelechem kodesh Shabbos. Gevaldik. Now going back to the menorah, which we spoke about yesterday as well, that the shivas kamei ha-menorah are merames to the 7 days of the week. And there are chaf beis gviim, there are 22 cups on the menorah, says the Yarkam Yipaz, which correspond to what? The 22 tefillahs which we daven during the week. Because that's mamshich the shefa, which is merumas by the gviim. Because a cup is something which is able to receive and to pour. And he says there are three gviim, right, bekana echad, in each one of the six side branches of the menorah, there are three gevias, which are meramis to what? The three tefillahs every day. But in the middle kana, how many gevim are there? The Torah says arba gevim, which is a meramis to Shabbos. Why? Because there are four tefillahs in Shabbos because we have Musaf. And then he concludes and he says v'hatfilas shalchol oisim hachana al kol tefillas Shabbos kodesh. So we have three gvim on the left. That's a hachana for the four gvim in the middle. And those four gvim in the middle are hachana for the 3 days following Shabbos Kaddish. So what's going on here, Rabbi Yisai, is that this beautiful harmony, which is taking place between the tefillahs before Shabbos and the tefillahs after Shabbos, zip to say that the tefillahs before Shabbos will be making the tefillahs of Shabbos, and from those tefillahs of Shabbos will make the 3 days of the Me'achol. And it's going to be mashpia those tefillahs. So the tefillahs are making Shabbos, and from the tefillahs of Shabbos, which we make, it's going to be able to give new shefa to create the new tefillahs for the coming week. And that's all menorahs in the menorah, like we said before. The menorah is miksha achas. It comes to show that the 6 days of the branches of the week are really one with Shabbos Kaddish. Shabbos has nothing of its own. It has to be made from the very same place that the sheishes hakanam are made for. Even the word kana is a lashon which is where the trachea is called the kana, which means to say that the kana which is used for tefillah, which is the kol, from the koilus during the 6 days of the week, you make the kol Shabbos, the kol Yaakov. Let's continue for the kashnitzer magen now. And the Kodesh gives us a little bit of chizuk. He writes, and I thought just to bring this in, because we're speaking about Hachanas for Shabbos, and it's not easy to live a life like this, that a person, like, it's a big achrayis on a person that he has to think that for my tefillahs during the week are going to make my Shabbos. It's a very scary thought, right? If a person thinks that how much his tefillahs mean to Shabbos Kodesh. So says the Koshnitzer, Mishalei heichin atzmo shenu yachal. If a person feels like he can't be meichin, or it's too hard for him. I think every good Jew kind of feels that way, hopefully. As I yeschaber es asmo b'shar chaveh m'sheichin es asmo. We have to find a good chaver. Try to find good chavraya who are making themselves properly for Shabbos Kaddish. Right? We can rise up as well when we hang on to the right people. But didn't make any food before Shabbos, and now he's stuck. What's he going to do? So you eat by somebody else. And now you have something to eat. So too here. If a person feels that in Ruchnius he's not prepared for Shabbos Kaddish, so then he finds good chevra, and together, if they feel like they don't have anything to eat, they'll find something to eat. So it's a zeros, and I thought to bring this here as well, because this is also an inyan that Shabbos is nothing of its own. It has good chevra. I mean, there's 3 days before, there's 3 days after. That Shabbos is being made out of a chevraya kedisha of 6 days of the week of Torah and Tefillah. That means to say that to make a Shabbos Kaddish, you need a good chevra. So if you have six good chevra, a few good chevra who come together, and they feel like they don't have anything, it's good from those types of hargeshim, by the way, which create Shabbos Kaddish. Now, the Noam Megadim writes as well, and it sounds like it's a very daunting task ahead of us, especially on a Thursday, to be thinking about this. He writes, however, Yireh lehazir b'shevua echa mikol davara. Take one Shabbos, and try to be careful from a dibura, from Gezel V'chamas to a week. I mean, take 1 week. Try to stay away from Anas Mamon, his stockless for Hirhurim, and Chanuf, and Shkarim, everything of Pinchas Karas was talking about, that the Iker Hachana from Shabbos is Shamar, right? And then you'll see that by the time Shabbos comes around, you'll be able to be toyim a shtickle more Shabbos Kaddish than you were the Shabbos before. And then he writes, U'b'shevua sh'achareichein, try to do the same thing as this Shabbos. And M'schazik a little bit more. And then you'll be zeichet to a ktsas or a Shabbos that you'll be had that you had this week which you didn't have last week. The kocha yasmid kama shavuot to Shabbos. When a person continues on this way, he'll see that he'll be zeichet to a beautiful tam and hana from the Arab Shabbos. Not something that a person can get all in one shot. But if a person works, and it's the type of thing like we said before, the Shabbos is always getting a little bit better. And that's the way it's going to work. We can't just go completely into Shabbos Kaddish into that or, like you know that story with the bear Maim Chaim, that he once gave a bracha to somebody who should be zeichet to his Shabbos, right? He was going out of his kelim because he couldn't be slave of the Shabbos of the bear Maim Chaim. And the other sides have become like that as well. Right? The Indian is that everybody has their Shabbos, which is their daiga. It's a less than megar meklum. It's tailor made for each and every single person. But little by little, we should be zeichet. If you see a tzaddik with a gevald ga'ara, it's because he worked that way. He took every single Shabbos, every single week seriously, and he invests in Torah and Tefillah that week, and he makes Heilige Shabbos for himself. We could be Mekasher with Tzadikim and be Nana as well, but that's what we have to look forward to. So yesterday was the Yard Side of the Yismach Moshe. So you have to hear a story here, that once the Yismach Moshe told over, in the name of a chassid, who was a chassid by the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech, that he said that when he was by the Noam Elimelech, Tamid b'Yimdal b'Shavua, every single Wednesday, Kasha Higanu Hamizmar Shal Yom Dalid, when it came time to say the Mizmar Shal Yom Shabbos of Yom Revi, and we got to the Pasuk of the Chunar Anana, which we add at the end, Kvar Hirgashnu Me'ein Tam Shal Shabbos. As soon as the Noam HaMelech said L'Chunar Anana, everybody was able to be time Shabbos Kaddish. That's what it was like in the Heichal of Neymar. We'll speak in Mirz Hashem tomorrow about the Shabbos by the Noam HaMelech, maybe a little bit of story from that, when I heard from my Rebbe, when I saw on his farm. You can imagine, we saw before, the Neim HaMelech said that the tefillos were made, they make Shabbos Kedesh. You can imagine, like, the Shabbos is the Neim HaMelech. We'll see just a little bit about that. But you see already that by the Lechun Iranana, by the Neim HaMelech, it was already a Tam Shabbos. And again, there's a Maisa here from the Shin of Arav. With the Shin of Arav, he had a minhag that he always used to say the Shir Shal Yom privately in his own cheder, in his own room. Nobody was able to be there for his Shir Shal Yom. So you only have the little story here, but what it says here in this story is, I'll give probably a little bit more background. It says that when he would say the Mizmor Shir, especially on Sundays and Wednesdays, so which was the day after Shabbos, and Yom Revi, which is already the beginning of the Hachanas for Shabbos, like we said, that the Nefesh Yisera comes in on Wednesday. So he used to say it Mamash Bekoli Koilis, like very, very loud with a tremendous amount of Dveikus. So he didn't allow anybody into his room when he said the Mizmor Shir LeMashabbos. So there was a chassid, the Galantarov, Rabbi Shua Buxbaum. So he says he very much wanted to hear the Mizmor Shir LeMashabbos of the Shin of Arav. He said he never had an opportunity. He'd always go privately and say privately. Except once on Sukkot, he knew that the Rebbe was going to be sleeping in the Sukkah. So what he did is that he was there on a motzi. He came for Shal Shuddis. And after from Shal Shuddis, he stayed in the Sukkah the entire night. And he slept there under the table. And the whole night he waited just so that he can hear the Shin of Arav say privately the Shir Shal Yom in the Sukkah. He stayed at the whole night to hear the Shir Shal Yom. That's the Dveikus, the Mamash of a Chassid on here from the Rebbe. How he said Mamash with such a Kedusha Shabbos when he said the Mizmor Shir, the Hainu of Yom Rishon, which still has the Har from Shabbos, especially the Neshama Yishayir of Shabbos, and also the beginning, which is on Wednesday. That was by the Shin of Arav. The reason why we bring this here is because what we're seeing is that it's not just Tam, the Mizmor Shir, the Mashabbos. It's because the Tfilas themselves make Shabbos. And when you go through a whole Tfilah, and you come to the end, and you say, L'chun Ra'al Hashem, you're basically saying, now that I have this Tfilah, this Shacharis, which is the beginning of preparing for this week's Shabbos, which is starting on Wednesday, and you say, L'chun Ra'al, this is going to be that Tfilah, especially on Wednesday. It's true, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday too, but that's from the last week, and also just a little bit from the coming week, but already Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for sure. That Wednesday Mizmor Shir, L'yom HaShabbos, which is a preparation for that Shabbos, once you daven that Shacharis, you're already able to chana, you're already making that Shabbos klar. You're already building that Shabbos. And you know the Shin of Arav's Kiddush on Friday night, right? Shin of Arav used to make Kiddush on Friday night. He used to when he made Kiddush without getting to the Hamaisa, it says that all the Oilemus were afraid of the Kiddush of the Shin of Arav, that even the Shindalas and everybody, that a Baskel used to go out in Shemayim, that all the Oilemus heard, and they said, shh, everybody still, the Shin of Arav is making Kiddush now. Shin of Arav is making Kiddush. I heard that from my Rebbe, a very beautiful Maisa. Shin of Arav is making Kiddush. And all the Oilemus had to be quiet for the Shin of Arav's Kiddush. Imagine such a person like that, a Shabbos Tegiyid, whatever, to hear, if we could even just hear one word from the Shin of Arav, Lechunaran, he'd make so many Bali Tshuva, just to hear him say Lechunaran El Hashem. We could say over the Maisim, but in Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zeicha, that by knowing how important it is that Torahs and Tefillahs are for every single day, but that's Mamash Binyan of Shabbos, Atiku Bainayach, Elo Bainayach, we're building Shabbos Kodesh with these Tefillahs, we should be Zeicha to have Heilu Dika Tefillahs, clean Dika Tefillahs, to be Zeicha to Heilu Dika Kedushas Shabbos. I just want to add one last point, that I think that according to this understanding, that the tefillahs during the week, that they make the Shabbos Kodesh, if we just think about it, that means that the entire 24 hours of Shabbos is like a tefillah richta, yeah? It's one long tefillah from beginning to end. Whatever we're doing, we're sitting at the Shabbos table, we're shmoozing with friends, we're walking to shul, we're learning on Shabbos, whatever it is we're doing on Shabbos, really what we're doing is that we're spending time in the tefillahs which we daven decha. So since we know that Shabbos is Azman, I'm sorry, that davening is Azman, which is called Lifnei Hashem, it's an Amida Lifnei Hashem, that's why the entire day of Shabbos is called Lifnei Hashem. It's a day which is completely Lifnei Hashem, that a person is mamish standing in front of Hashem the entire period. It's one long tefillah richta. So perhaps this is pshat, I'm just saying, pashup shana chazana, right? The Gemara talks about the amount of time that a Jew davens do every single day. The Gemara says, Halevai Yispala Adam Kolayam. I think this is Pashup Shan, what the Gemara means. That there's a day which is called Yispala Adam Kolayam. And we say about that Halevai, that you should be Zecha Yispala Adam Kolayam. Right? That Halevai is like the looking forward to Shabbos Kodesh. Halevai, we should be Zecha to such a day which is called Shabbos, that a Jew is literally Yispala Kolayam. So when a person davens, right, on Shabbos, that's like a tefillah on top of a tefillah. Right? That's like a tefillah satfillah. So I just think it's like a new daher that it's when a person goes into that world of Shabbos, when he goes in Taichimani Amskula, when he goes into that world called Shabbos Kaidish, so he has to know that he's mamish entering the world of his tefillas. And that's perhaps why we say when we enter in Shabbos, we say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Because Yom HaShabbos is the Mizmor Shirs. All the Shiras and the tefillas, we know Shiras Gematria Tefillah, that all the tefillas which we sang and we gave to Kadosh Baruch Hu to the week, that Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, which connects, of course, to all the Mizmor Shirs, which he said, Hayom Yom this B'Shabbos, Hayom that B'Shabbos, which is why, like we said, every single day we finish off Zachar Sim B'Shabbos Akacha, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, because what we're doing is that we're bringing Ma'ala, this Tefillah, into the world of Shabbos Kodesh, which is going to make Shabbos for that week. To recognize that every single Shabbos is that Tefillah, and to know what it means to be Zeicha to that feeling of Halavai Yisbalon Kol Hayom. So I want to make one more Tosefes. Because there's an Indian at Tosefes Shabbos, so you could be Maisif.
You have three Tosefes.
So I'm going to be Maisif one other thing. That David HaMelech, we said before, that we have to, Shabbos was made because each day of the week gave 4 hours for Shabbos. And we know David HaMelech is the secret of the Malchus, which is the end of Shabbos. How did David HaMelech have 70 years? We know that Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years of his life. Another Nusach that Chazal says that Avraham, Yitzchak and Yosef, Avraham, Yaakov, and Yosef gave up his years in order to give to David HaMelech. So you see, David himself, he doesn't have any years, doesn't have any days. His days are less than Megar Meklum. So David HaMelech, all of his hours come from somebody else. Not Simdik HaShabbos, because Shabbos is David HaMelech, that all the hours of Shabbos come from somewhere else. And especially from the tefillahs, because the whole Indian of tefillah is less than Megar Meklum, that you don't have anything of your own. That's the secret of a tefillah is. That's appropriate that the less than Megar Meklum meanings, those moments of the week, which are less than Megar Meklum moments, which is the Shabbos Dika, that's what we're saying. The Shabbos Dika hours during the week are those hours which build Shabbos Kaidish. And of everybody, David HaMelech is one who says what? Va'anis tefillah. I am my tefillahs. Not just about that I daven. I am my tefillahs. My whole metzias is tefillahs. So David HaMelech, who's the neshama of Shabbos, that neshama of Shabbos is saying what? Va'ani tefillah. My whole metzias is a metzias of tefillah. And my Rebbe, he once said a remez that very nice, which goes along very nicely with this, that Chazal tell us that a person has to be koveya makom tefillah. A person has to be koveya makom tefillah. My Rebbe said that makom tefillah is gematria Shabbos. Which is very nice, which is just telling us exactly what we're saying, that the makom of tefillah, which a Jew davens, that's man of tefillahs during the week. Those are the hours. It's that makom from which we build the Shabbos Kodesh each and every week.